A week has now passed since the recovery of remains in the Uinta Mountains belonging to a missing Australian hiker. The discovery is at last providing peace for his family and friends.
For 5 years, Eric Robinson's belongings sat bleaching in the high elevation sun or frozen under feet of snow. It was a fluke that Kelvin Judd ever spotted Robinson's tent poking out from behind a boulder. He, his brother, and father were trying to reach the pass between Alsop and Dead Horse Lakes when they saw it.
It's not on any trail. It's not in any, even the people that go up there. There's no reason to be where we were.
They saw more. Trekking poles at the base of a cliff, a heavily loaded backpack on the scree slope below, a bear canister full of food and marked with an Australian flag sticker.
We weren't sure what to make of it until we found a boot, and there was pieces of bone sticking out of that boot.
No one can say for sure, but the likely theory is Robinson fell from the top of cliffs while coming the other direction, from Dead Horse to Alsop. He was carrying an emergency beacon, but never triggered it.
I carried in my head that whatever happened had happened quickly and that he would not have been in any pain or suffering.
Back in Australia, Eric's wife Marilyn Coolstra received the call from the Duchesne County Sheriff's Office a little after 5 a.m.
When you get woken by the phone, it's somewhat of a shock.
Robinson was an engineer by trade, but his passion was trekking. He and Marilyn had hiked in Nepal and New Zealand and Yosemite, but her work as a school principal had prevented her from joining him on the Highline Trail back in 2011. The uncertainty over what might have happened haunted her, as well as Robinson's son and four stepchildren.
The location now and the information that I have has brought a lot of peace of mind to the family and myself.
Dave Colley, KSL News Radio.
If you'd like to hear more of Dave's interview with Marilyn Coolstra, you can find extended clips on the KSL News Radio app.